Good afternoon. We will continue to enjoy abundant sunshine across the region today. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, especially across the higher terrain, but it will remain dry and it will be milder than yesterday by a few degrees at least, with most places reaching into the lower and middle 70s. High pressure will be in control over the course of the nighttime hours, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s and 40s once again. This will take us right into the middle of the week with dry weather, and on Wednesday, with that same high pressure center in control, we'll enjoy another day filled with sunshine, some clouds mixing in from time to time, and a sprinkle in the Catskills possible, but high temperatures should manage to get into the middle and upper 70s. On Thursday, we'll turn our attention out toward the Great Lakes and Midwest, where a front will approach. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will carry temperatures into the lower 70s, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. And there is the chance of rain showers before the day is through, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Overnight Thursday night, more showers associated with the same system, but it looks like the showers will pass through before sunrise on Friday. On the back side of the front, the wind will pick up out of the northwest during the day Friday and cooler air will flow in. Still, a return to mostly sunny skies will carry temperatures into the lower 60s. Another disturbance will head our way for the weekend. Right now, it looks like a warm front will push our way on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance of showers. Behind the front, high temperatures will reach to about 70. We'll spend Saturday night in cloudy skies and showery weather in the 50s before a cold front pushes through on Sunday to dry it out for Mother's Day. It'll be cooler, though, with a mix of sun and clouds still in the middle and upper 60s. Lower 70s with a return to milder weather on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snowmelt is fueling the threat for moderate to major river flooding in northern Washington and western Montana later this week. Moderate to major flooding is also expected in the upper and mid Mississippi River Valley as the week progresses. Across the north central United States, a low pressure center tracking eastward toward South Dakota and the upper Midwest will support scattered showers and thunderstorms, with rainfall amounts approaching an inch for parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Some strong thunderstorms will also be possible as this disturbance passes through, and flash flooding is also possible in parts of the Midwest. Meanwhile, a heat wave is in progress across the desert southwest underneath upper-level ridging, with temperatures near or slightly above 100 degrees for the lower elevations of Arizona, southern Nevada, and eastern California. An excessive heat watch is in effect through the middle of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 91 set in 1936, and the record low 26 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, slightly warmer, mid to upper 70s. Sunshine to start Thursday, then increasing clouds with late-day showers possible, and increasing breeze in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler Friday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of shower Saturday, near 70. A mix of sun and clouds cooler on Sunday, mid to upper 60s. And back into the lower 70s under a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.